This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Want to watch this episode? Check it out on our YouTube channel by going to YouTube.com/DoughboysMedia.
Hey, buddy, it's Weiger. The WGA strike continues. And for as long as the strike is going, I am not doing scripted intros here on the Doughboys podcast. But I do have another Weiger's Neato Stat of the Week for you. And because we have a feature film writer, a screenwriter, as our guest today, I thought I'd do one focused on screenwriters, who are an oft-neglected part of the guild because TV writing has become such a preeminent part of it. Here's a stat for screenwriters. For screenwriters specifically, median pay hasn't increased since 2018 and has declined 14% when adjusted for inflation. Now, we don't need to get into which president is responsible for inflation. That's not a discussion we need to have right now. Just the thing is, if you're writing movies, and we know how big movies are, we know what a huge part of their culture they are, whether they're in theaters or whether they're streaming or whether they're on premium cable, if you're writing movies, your pay is going down, and it's going to continue to go down unless this new MBA is settled. So that's one of the reasons we're on strike. There are many reasons we're on strike, but fundamentally, it is about they're making more profits, we are making less income. Anyway, enjoy this week's episode, which is episode 400. Wow. Welcome to Doughboys, the podcast about chain restaurants. I'm Nick Weiger, along with my co-host, Pants the Crapper, the Spoon Man, Mike Mitchell.
So I'm a guy who shits his pants now.
That's what the roast says. That's courtesy of Aaron, roastspoonman@gmail.com.
Just a guy who shits his pants.
Pants the Crapper.
Pants the Crapper.
You know Chance the Rapper.
I'm not
this
even a guy.
Pants the Crapper.
As a human being, I'm not a guy who like shits. I mean, I guess it doesn't happen to people a lot anyways.
Depends on, I mean, like, do you ever see that George Brett video? It's fucking incredible. George Brett just tells this long story about shitting his pants in Las Vegas. A retired Major League Baseball player. I think he's now a manager somewhere.
That's pretty good.
Manager. He tells this long story. And at one point he's like, I'm good for once a year on that. Like, he shits his pants annually, which is intense to think about.
I've never been in my car being like, I'm shitting. Like, that's never happened to me before.
I've never shit my pants in my car, but I've definitely shit my pants as an adult.
I don't know if I have.
Mitch, come on.
Hold on. I've had like the stomach flu.
Yeah.
And I really don't think that I've done it.
The last you did tell on the podcast, I did receive a very panicked phone call.
That's true. You had a near miss.
Yeah, I had the near miss.
Maybe that's what, maybe you're just like, you know it's coming, and you're able to audible as needed.
I put myself in like intense pain holding.
Yeah.
And like writhing in pain, basically.
Thus, it's an emergency. I need the code to your office. Will be asked to leave the office within the month.
That was the follow-up call? You did think someone got killed, but that doesn't.
I did. It was the tone of your voice. It was like, this is an emergency. I need the code to your office. I don't know why the code to my office would have helped if someone had been killed.
Yeah, I know. Do you think I was going to get him a fucking pencil?
No.
Here's a fist fight poster to wrap around your wound.
No, thanks.
Last time I think I shit my pants, I was like entering my apartment. Like I was like, I had to shit so bad I almost made it home. And then my body was like, you're home. There's the toilet. Time to shit, you know.
What a nice surprise for Natalie. I'm back. Fucking shitting your pants as you walk in.
Speaking of shit, episode 400, guys.
Bitch, Susser, this is Sparta 400. It's episode 400. Let me, Mitch, you have a drop to play.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you play your drop? I'll introduce our guest, and then we have some breaking chews we should get to.
Yeah.
That if you're watching the video feed, you may have already picked up
on. So this is a clip from episode 1.
Wow.
The Phantom Menace. How cool would that be?
That would be fucking awesome.
Something that we just started the other day. Yeah. Oh, well, I guess that comes out later.
You're in the future, Mitch.
Oh, shit.
In the right temporal space.
You'll see. All right, oh, I'm going to hit him with a clip of the first drop.
I want to give a shout out to Spoon Nation. Oh, God.
How about that? You got the whole drop strung out into one wave file.
I gotta give the inside scoop, or maybe the golden scoop. What do you like better?
Inside scoop, because I think we got Golden Plate Club. I think we had enough gold.
Okay, fine. There's too much gold. Inside scoop go to Duncan Carey. He made me this little MP3.
That was nice of him.
Yeah, listener at Duncan Carey. Yeah, nice.
Thanks,
guy.
Duncan.
That's great.
Thank you, Duncan.
The inside scoop.
Thanks. It's all
the inside scoop.
For me.
Thanks, yeah. Duncan, for derailing the top of the podcast in perpetuity. We'll now have Mitch playing his long string of drops every episode.
And you know what? There's plenty more of those. I got to give a big shout out to Spoon Nation, and maybe every week I'll give some member of Spoon Nation an inside scoop.
Wow! Yeah, to add to the roster, and then you can just have like a who's who of the inside scoop.
Did I even do it a week later?
No, I think you immediately dropped it. Probably at some point I'll just start reading at the top of every podcast a list of names.
You know what? Today's inside scoop goes to Duncan.
Wow. Wow. Another inside scoop. The second ever inside scoop back to the original recipient.
Yeah, I guess
how
he's the only
that?
One who gets it.
Poetic. I think that's all you have to do. When you read the email, it's like this week's inside scoop is whoever made that drop.
You
it's one more bit of business to remember.
You sound like you were in a haunted house. You sound scared.
I don't even know what the fuck you were going to pull back then. Yeah, you got a new drop? I don't know what that is.
You have like this energy of like, we got a lot to do here on this show. Show's bullshit.
Here's what probably the energy was. I had an outline,
mm-hmm.
and then you were like, I got a curveball for you. And I'm like, here we go.
Jesus Christ.
I think that's probably where it started.
This guy with the outlines since day one.
The outlines are great. The outlines are helpful. You know who else is great? Our guest, the commissioner of the Doughboys Tournament of Champions, Evan Susser, is here. Hi, Sus. Great to have you for episode 400.
Guys, it's great to be here for episode 400. We have so much to discuss, but do we want to do the plug first?
Let's do this first, because if you're watching the video feed, you may be noticing that Mitch and I are wearing brand new Doughboys merch, as is our guest.
That's right. Susser. New Mitch merch, everybody.
New Mitch merch, new Doughboys merch.
Uh-huh.
And we have partnered with Kinship Goods. And this just basically came about because we were fans of them. It turned out they were at least aware of us. Mm-hmm. They were happy to put together some like really high quality, just like if you know our old merch, you have some of our old merch. You know, it's maybe not the most durable, maybe not the best
incinerate
fabric.
That shit.
You got hoodwinked.
You got hoodwinked. We scammed you a little bit.
It's bad. Yeah. Throw it in the trash. This is the good stuff. It's
this stuff is
if you're going to buy a t-shirt, can I interest you in a Doughboy elixir?
It's great. It's good.
Q is everything that ails you. I couldn't do an old-timey guy.
That was great.
Thank you.
Here's everything that ails you.
There we go. That's
some Doughboys signature snake oil, only from the finest serpents. So here's what we're wearing.
And Got a case of the rumblies? This will cure you right up. Wait, you don't like this?
I think that's great.
No, I'm talking to Sus. Sus does.
I like it.
All right.
You can commit to the voice more.
It seems like you're mad today.
No, I'm not mad. I'm happy.
Okay. Oh, all right.
I'm glad because we had. Let's stay focused on this right now. Okay. There was some anger we're going to address.
Yeah.
The
People
URL
are probably confused because they've already heard about the anger.
The URL is doughboys.kinshipgoods.com. KINSHIP goods.com. Doughboys.kinshipgoods.com. We'll put it on the screen in the YouTube as well. And shout out to Dan, Hillary, and Joseph over there who worked really hard at doing a lot of that. It's Mitch, different Hillary.
Oh, dang.
Wait, Bill is disappointed that it's not his wife?
Yeah. I want her to be, it would be nice if she was working at Kinship so I don't have to deal with her anymore.
Here's what we're wearing. Mitch has a Five Forks hat, which I think is just like a great piece.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
You've got a new, our new wave Doughboys logo shirt.
That's
which
right.
You're wearing in gray. And hey, this is also available in some more colorways. We got this in a blue with a monochrome logo. I'm not sure if that's showing up on camera.
Great. Like dangerous blue. Dangerous choice for a big guy.
And we've also got a gold.
Yellow. Ooh.
I love gold. Look at that.
Gold member.
And speaking of gold, Susser is wearing the Golden Plate Club t-shirt, which is a totally new design.
This
look at that.
Really
look at how snazzy
cool
that is.
It's comfortable. It also, you know, it's kind of like a, if you get it, you get it kind of thing.
100%, yeah. And Susser also has an I'd rather be eating at Taco Bell hat.
Yep.
Which is why you want like a little subtle sort of Doughboys.
Yeah,
reference.
I'll be honest. My least favorite of the hats, but they took the other ones. But still, they're all good.
It's a good hat.
It's your least favorite of the hats?
Well, I mean, I think it's more of a compliment to the other two hats being so good.
Oh, way to push the merch.
I got a trucker hat I'm wearing. The Doughboys logo with a little spoon and a little burger for a couple of the letters. It's a red, white, and blue. Nice and patriotic, very fast food adjacent. And I'm also wearing, Mitch, a Wally and Irma t-shirt.
I love that shirt.
Great shirt.
I do love that
nice
shirt.
Nice little new Wally and Irma design. Fresh Wally and Irma design. So all this stuff is, again, it's super high quality. And we're going to be able to offer some stuff we haven't offered in the past, including this Five Forks apron. Look at that.
Wow.
A lot of people I hear like to listen to Doughboys when they're cooking.
Yeah.
Or in the kitchen. And now you've got an apron to match what you're listening to.
And we've also got a tote.
A tote.
So how about that?
This is good. The tote, you want to read what it says?
The tote says, I promise this is a bag of healthy groceries and not just a ton of Taco Bell.
Which is funny.
Which is a lot of fun.
You could fill it with Taco Bell.
You could, and then you're lying.
Groceries, or you're just at the grocery store and someone says, that's a really funny bag you got.
That it's funny to think of, you know, like a listener's wife, some supermodel coming home from the store, and then their husband or significant other is just like, well, groceries, and then, you know, they open up the bag and there's Taco Bell in there and there's a big celebration.
Taco Bell, yay!
Yay!
Let's eat after I'm changed. Oh God. Fucking hate that guy. Doughboys.kinshipgoods.com. We're so excited. We feel like we finally have like good merch.
I'm playing what's the new Zelda game called?
Tears of the Kingdom.
I'm playing Tears of the Kingdom rested on my belly. The guy sucks.
Yeah. Bad guy.
There was one apron wasn't there a blue apron?
Was there also a blue apron?
That's a food delivery service.
What?
Isn't Blue Apron?
Yeah, Blue Apron. We used to be a sponsor. Mitch is getting up.
He was mad about that.
Susser, I'll ask you while Mitch is going to retrieve a possibly non-existent Blue Apron. I'll believe it when I see it. What we've been doing on the Doughboys Double this month is Mank. We've been watching the films of David Fincher. Do you love the Finch Man?
I love the Finch Man.
Wow. Do you have any favorites?
I mean, I know I weirdly wasn't prepared for it. I do think, though, it's maybe a trite choice. I do think The Social Network is really great.
That's a good, not a trite choice at all. Great movie. We just covered it with Drew McWeeny.
What are some of the other big ones?
Seven.
Yeah, great.
There's The Game.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch has brought it out. It's My Cooking is Five Forks and it's in blue. So you want it in blue, you want it in red. They're both available. Your choice of primary colors.
Sorry.
That's all right. So yeah, that's a lot of fun. That's an exciting thing.
Yep.
We'll have more merch coming.
We're off to a great start.
We're off to a great start.
400.
It's a very funny
night. We dine in hell. 400.
Did they say? Is that the line? No, it's not. We dine. We fight. Do we? Or
I think it's dine.
It is dine.
I think it's dine in hell.
Like they wrote it for the Doughboys.
It is.
The original episode 400 was a rough one.
Yeah. So do people know? People know. People are maybe confused. Maybe people are tuning in because they've heard whispers. Mm-hmm. About this episode 400.
Here's what happened. We recorded an original episode 400 with our original Doughboys guest, Eva Anderson. It was a revisit of episode 1. And what we did is Mitch, she had the very first Doughboys drop without that additional context.
Mm-hmm.
I used the first ever Roast Spoon Man.
Mm-hmm.
And we re-listened live on the pod to episode 1 and kind of did a live commentary, which in and of itself was a disaster.
We'll get to it.
Yeah. But more significantly than that, Mitch and I were both in sour moods.
Let's be careful. Yes. Okay.
We're both in sour moods, and things got a little heated, and it reached
sour
a point where
moods.
It wasn't. Was that the problem? We were hungry.
I think we were hungry. Yeah.
And we got crankiness. It got a little feisty. It got a little cranky to the point where it was not even like a fun listen. As far as my perception of it, but Susser is the one person outside of the people in this call right now in this room, Casey and Emma, who's actually listened to this episode.
And Hanford, he has to listen to it. I gave it to him.
Wait, really?
Oh, really?
You gave it to Hanford?
The whole gimmick and idea here was that I was going to be the only person to have ever listened.
You're going to share it to some random person in the Discord now. Someone on Discord is going to message you. You're going to send him an MP3.
No. Only Hanford. Just Hanford.
Okay. Well,
it's like it's the Grizzly Man. You're the one. You
knocked the
That's
my
That's not
leg
the Grizzly Man. If someone else has heard it. Susser's supposed to be the one guy
the
who's heard it.
The whole idea here was that I was going to be the only person who will have listened. That was the whole concept.
You and Hanford. It's the two of you.
It doesn't work me
yes,
and
it
Hanford.
Does. It does.
Can we edit it and just...
Sure.
Just
all right. Like, yeah. All right. We'll edit it.
It doesn't work. I'm so mad now. The whole premise of this episode, the whole reason I'm here is to be the sole person who had listened to the episode that I had the secret knowledge.
Yes.
Amelia listened to it. Come on.
We weren't
going to
emphasize that. Yes, of course.
He's part of the team.
Okay, a few other people have listened to it. But for the purposes of this, I'm the only person who've listened.
Just do the fucking line, for God's sakes.
Okay, so here's what happens.
These guys record
this episode, and as has happened from time to time, there will be an episode of Doughboys where there's either a whole episode or an area of discussion and a role that I feel that I don't make a whole lot of noise about, that I don't pat myself on the back for,
mm-hmm.
is that sometimes you'll ask me, hey, can you listen to this? Does this section come across weird? Is this whole episode bad?
Yeah.
And usually I'll say, I am just there for peace of mind. And I usually listen and say, it's fine. It's funny. It's good.
Yeah.
Leave it every now and then. Like, well, I don't know if this whole, you know, extended Columbine run is really necessary to be included. But in general.
Yes.
In general, I just say it's
I disagree.
Great. This time, I did have what we've called the Grizzly Man reaction,
mm-hmm.
which was, I think you do the voice better than me.
Actually, Wags does the voice.
Werner Herzog hears a man being killed and
yes.
mauled by a bear, and he has the audio, and he listens to it in the movie very effectively. It's a documentary. You expect, they'll play that audio, but instead of that, they just show him listening on headphones mm-hmm. to it.
Yeah, it's funny you explain this, but yeah. go on.
And then he says,
"You must never listen to this."
Yes, he says that to a family member.
Yeah.
And that is how I felt after listening to this episode,
yeah.
is that no person should ever listen to this. Now, there are a lot of reasons.
Except maybe Hanford.
Except for maybe Hanford. Again, you just not, and then probably like anyone who texts me.
No. And Werner Herzog can listen to
it. And if you bump into him or at live shows, yeah. he might just play it.
Cannon on the subreddit yeah. Messaged, DM'd Mitch, and so he's listened to it.
But there are some highs to it, too. And I think it's very important because a lot of the issues are it's relitigating stuff in that episode. And I don't want to get into relitigating here.
Well, also, I think part of it, Mitch and I had a very frank discussion offline.
Uh-huh.
And I think we kind of came to an agreement, came an understanding.
We worked it out.
Yeah.
But just since nobody is going to listen except for Hanford and I guess a lot of other people. But it is a shame because there are some real highs because it opens with a beautiful introduction written by Nick Wagger, which unfortunately no one will hear. And, you have to listen to this. And I started listening to this intro. I'm like, this is great. I'm getting excited. It's nostalgia. I'm getting, you know, because it's 400 episodes and you start by looking back on all the amazing things that have happened on the podcast. You're talk about, I wrote down some of the nice turns of phrases I like. You talked about the hundreds of snacks, snarfs, drinks drank, and toilets tortured. Which made me laugh. I like that.
Oh, thank you.
And you talk
about... You can still play your intro.
No.
Let's not, no.
No one must ever hear the whole thing. You talk about all the live shows throughout North America.
We'll send just the intro to Kalpakis.
North America, no other continents. And then you point out all the 7 episodes of Taco Bell, and episode 7 of Taco Bell for some reason came out before episode 6. And I'd forgotten about.
Can be honest with you, his intros are great. You're hyping it up.
I just had like a big smile on my face.
You're hyping it up too much.
Listening to it. And then the last line is like, and throughout all, we've gained memories and mostly weight. Which was funny.
It's true. We have
and I was
away.
Just so excited.
Yeah,
to
no, we can't play the intro. We can just have Sus kind of remember it.
I think that's the spirit of it.
I think that's the spirit of the exercise. Yes. I think this is fine.
And so then the episode starts, and, you know, Eva's a guest who we all love. Eva.
Eva's a great guest to be here for what happened.
All time podcast.
Yes. And there's just tension. And look, I didn't want to be here for another conflict episode. Yeah. I've heard.
He's so full of shit.
No, look. No, seriously. I've learned that I maybe was forcing conflict because I thought that that's what people wanted. Yeah, and I feel like I got burned and people didn't like that.
I don't think that's true. I don't
and
think you've been forcing conflict.
I've been thinking, you know, I was expecting the next time I would be here for a full episode would be at the year end. And I said, I'm going to be here. I'm going to have a whole new persona when I come back at the year end. I've been I don't want to say it, but I guess I will. I've been working on, for the year-end Steak and Shake episode, I've been working on Evan Susser's Doughboys Silliest Spoofs and Goofs Spectacular.
Wow. You have like a new gimmick.
Well, that was the idea, is that now I was going to be celebrating Silliest Spoofs and Goofs.
Okay, so hold on. You were working on this?
Yeah. Okay. You know, I've been a lot of it's been internal work.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I gotcha. Okay.
Like, I was thinking it would be really fun if there was like a song. Like intro.
Sure, okay.
And then,
all
like,
right, so hire someone to make a song.
We eat chili, and we're silly. It's the Silly Spoof is Spectacular.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And then, you know, we'd have, like, clips.
Yeah.
Like, talking about Mark Doofson.
Yeah, that's
and other kind of, like, silly
that's
spoofs
funny.
And goofs. I was going to somehow reach out to the Doughboys community without you guys knowing.
You got pickles. We want dilly. It's the, I don't know. I was trying to get
it's
in there.
Show where we get nice and silly.
No conflict. I was rebranding myself. But then, so you guys have this episode where it begins and the conflict is clear. And I know, Mitch, this is in your defense. People will listen to an episode sometimes of Doughboys and be like, Mitch was so mad in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
None of you have ever heard Mitch be mad, like genuinely mad, except for me and now Hanford on the podcast. Mitch was never mad on the podcast for real, but he was mad. Weiger was not mad at all, which was weird.
But I was pressing his button.
Yes.
And also I was mad.
We're not relitigating it.
Yeah.
But it's a very uncomfortable thing with also coming into it, and also I know the whole backstory, but if you were just coming into it cold, it would be very baffling because there's just an energy to the whole thing, and there's a fight. And Eva, I think, much more, she really commits to, she makes a comment, should I egg on or should I be peacemaker? But she really tries to make peace.
We love her.
She does a good job at that.
I can't believe we had Eva come in and record
and
all
now,
the episode.
Yes.
And that won't be listened to.
Yeah.
What was her bummer? What did she call it? The day the spoon cried? Like the Jerry Lewis movie. That's good.
So, it was never released, right?
Yeah.
And again, I don't want to relitigate or get into anything, but the fight is pretty bad.
The fight's bad.
I mean, at one point, but also it is kind of funny because in spite of yourselves and even in spite of you, Mitch, because I think you were genuinely trying to be, you were mad and angry and you were trying to be mean at some points, but it was still funny.
Yeah.
At one point, Nick said, I don't want to say too much either about
this. Yeah, that's why you can be vague.
But at one point, Nick was like, oh, we should have ordered lunch. And then just very angry, you say, oh, maybe we can find a dog and give you a pile of dog shit and you can eat that, you piece of fucking shit. Like, very angry. But also pretty funny.
I will say something that's not in the episode is when I first came in and I sat down I think Weiger said something to me. I said, fuck off, like that.
Yeah, you said that was the first thing you said
to me. I said the first thing I said to him. Yeah. And Casey started to, Casey was like, ah! It didn't make me laugh.
Yeah.
I mean, I understood that I was so mad and it was funny to be mad at him. And I'm not going to relitigate it.
Yeah, we're not going to relitigate
it. Just some additional context, just add to that. There was also, we were prepared for Mitch not to come in because he was already mad.
Again, I don't want to relitigate.
We're not relitigating it. I'm just saying we had a phone call. You said you weren't.
Well,
coming
this also
in,
this part of the reason I got mad too.
Because we don't get into it. I'm just adding that context.
Why did you add that
I'm
in?
I'm not saying you were being unreasonable. I'm saying that you'd been pushed to that point. That's all
I was. I said you, too, you were very, if you don't you're apologize to me, I'm not going to come in. That's what I said.
And Nick does apologize in the episode, but. He does. The way he apologizes is he says, in the interest of moving the show along, we'll apologize. Which
we covered it off air. Yeah. We covered.
Again, we're not relitigating it.
Mm-hmm.
I think some Doughboys fans would love this episode, at least the first part. But unfortunately, they'll never listen to it.
Yeah.
It will only be me.
And Hanford.
And Hanford.
So here was my. I'm curious to where you land on this. I don't think this should ever be made public.
Yes.
I don't think this is going to happen just knowing Mitch, but my stance is that we should delete the files.
I agree.
Just delete every export and delete the original source files.
Mm.
I agree with that. The other...
I think we should sell it for $1,000 a pop.
You want to put it... You want to like press it to vinyl.
Yeah. If you want to listen to it, you freaks, you can listen to it. It's going to cost $1,000.
Well, before people spend $1,000, let me talk about part two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what? That's bad because I feel like someone would buy it.
Someone would absolutely buy it before anyone buys it
for $1,000. Then there's the other part, because really my comment was, this is unlistenable.
Yeah.
And yes, it refers to a very uncomfortable fight that I think crosses a border from being a fight that's funny to just like a fight that is uncomfortable. But then the second part of the, and this was just all the plan, was you guys listen with Eva to episode one, which is a very nice idea. It's really nice to be like retrospective and you comment on all these interesting things that there's not a drop in the first episode. That drop that we listened to is actually from Tim Kalpakis's episode of Mordens. There's not a roast.
That didn't come until a year later.
The first drop is from Vanessa's episode and the first roast is from Tim's episode.
Right.
And this is also just to back up another funny Mitch moment is when you say, oh, we didn't have a roast until Vanessa's episode. And Mitch, like, I guess trying to play along, goes, wow, that's wild. Like, so sarcastic. Again, though, people don't get to listen.
My fear with the episode, can I just say this, is that I was very upset and I thought for a good cause. And I think if you listen to that episode, I'm just going to come off as the bad guy.
I agree. You do come across as the bad guy.
Yeah.
But again, we're not relitigating it.
Wait, but I think that there was an issue between the two.
If you had more context, you would understand why Mitch was so mad. Yes. I was at fault.
Well, we were both at fault. Yeah. It's not just you.
But then the idea is that you guys are going to listen to the first episode of the podcast with Eva, and then kind of like a director's commentary.
Yes.
And this is the part that, regardless of fighting or this part is truly unlistenable.
It's complete nuts. Sorry, please finish your thought.
Because you just have three people talking over three people talking. And so much to the point that I tried to listen. I could not get through it. It was driving me insane. So then I asked Emma for the audio without hearing the previous episode, which is a little better, but is still pretty unlistenable because there are long stretches of silence and you don't know what is being referenced.
Yeah.
But at least it's a little better. And I think it did serve its purpose that it was a nostalgic walk down the road.
I mean, another issue is the episode sucks. The first episode is bad.
And you guys did seem to be doing better by the end.
Yeah, I think we both.
We recorded a whole other episode after
that. We recorded an episode with Scott Aukerman immediately afterwards, and that one was a lot less contentious.
Yeah,
because
we had to have lunch.
We also had lunch and we had a discussion. But just to give people an idea of what this, because the idea of an audio commentary, I think to us made sense in theory, and then in practice it was, yeah, it just was unworkable. But Susser and Mitch, why can you two have a conversation maybe just about like what you had for breakfast?
Today for breakfast, I had two hard-boiled eggs.
Hey, Emma, so what Mitch is doing right now is describing what he had for breakfast. So it sounds like he had hard-boiled eggs. Sounds like Susser had a bagel. That's interesting.
Yeah,
so that's basically what it was.
Really have a bagel?
Two lines of conversation.
Yeah, it was Parents' Day at my daughter's school.
What type of bagel?
Everything bagel.
Where from?
Like store-bought, not very good.
Yeah, the everything store-bought bagel is what it sounds like. So anyway. Just that kind of shit.
So that was a problem.
Yeah, it was a problem.
So the first part is unlistenable because it's uncomfortable, and then the second part is unlistenable because it's poorly thought out.
Sure, yeah. No, I agree with that. I don't think it's wrong.
It's a failure on every level. Mm-hmm. It's a failure on a technical and on a creative level.
I still think we should do is it Martin Scorsese?
Yeah. Scorsese?
Scorsese, is that how you say it?
Scorsese?
I think that
Wu-Tang album.
Yeah,
the Wu-Tang album. Yeah, let's call it the Wu-Tang thing, not the Shkreli thing. I don't think we want to model
ourselves. Well, he's the one who bought it.
He's the one who bought it. But that's the thing. That's the kind of freak who's going to fucking buy this shit if we publish it.
Good. If it's I hope it is Shkreli.
But I'm glad to see you guys are doing better. And I'm glad
we're doing
to see
a lot
you
better.
Yeah,
up.
Doing a lot better.
And I really,
by the way, it was like 3 weeks ago.
I know.
Yeah.
And I wasn't here to patch things up. You know, you guys did it without me. I just had a baby, so you guys really had to do it on your own, and I'm proud of you. And I really, I wasn't involved in any way.
We're sorry that you're here today.
It's good. I'm happy to be here, and like I said, I'm rebranding myself. I'm not about conflict in you guys anymore. I'm trying to just bring you guys together.
This feels like it's some sort of thing where we're going to get mad at each other because what you're doing right now. Doesn't this feel like some sort of fucking...
We like snacking, and we like jacking. It's the Evan Susser Silly Spookbuster Special.
I'm glad you brought that up, because again, I don't want to get too into what's in the episode, what's not in the episode. That's only for me and Hanford. But for some reason, a story that's a funny story about jacking off, but... For some reason, you get very specific about how and where you jack off, an unnecessary amount of detail.
Mitch did?
Yes.
Wait, did I tell my first jack off story?
No. I guess we don't want to tell.
No, you can say it.
Well, it involves a laundry machine.
Oh. Oh.
I remember this now.
Not that that's involved
in
jacking off. That's like a tangential part of it.
Yeah.
But again, we don't need to get
I jacked off, and as I finished, the laundry machine went, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. It was just a perfect timing.
See, that is a funny and clear way to tell the story.
Yeah.
On the episode, for some reason, you decide it's necessary to describe where you're jacking off, what position you're fitting or standing.
Yeah, right.
There's so much detail.
How many strokes?
That none of that is necessary for the funny part of the story is I jack off, I finish, and then music plays.
Yes.
There was a lot
of... I was standing up jacking off into the shower. The shower wasn't going.
Uh-huh.
Again, detail is not necessary.
Addition by subtraction,
but
edit that out.
At least it was 10 seconds this time versus a cool minute and a half really walking through what happened.
You shoot it into the shower, you turn on the shower,
Jesus
it's good to go.
Christ.
All right, geniuses, you shoot it into the toilet? I'm standing over the toilet? Got to aim down? I mean, I'm not really aiming anywhere.
Let's look. We're about the half hour mark. Let's take a break, and we'll be back to, I guess, talk about this more. Maybe do something else. We'll be back with more Doughboys. Mitch, listeners, did you know learning actually makes a sound? It's true. Listen to this. That's the sound of you learning a new language with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking new language in as little as 3 weeks. And Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations.
Wow. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Mitch, you know what I love about Babbel is the courses are convenient. They help me learn real-life conversation skills in my chosen language, Spanish. Makes it easier to order food, ask for directions, speak to people here in Los Angeles without having to consult language apps while you're on the go.
Well, Wags, studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
And you don't want to go anywhere near a college campus these days with all those protests.
No thanks.
Babbel has over 16 million subscriptions sold. Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Wags, and all those protesters out there, here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at Babbel.com/Doughboys.
Get up to 60% off at Babbel.com/Doughboys, spelled Babbel.com/Doughboys. Rules and restrictions may apply. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Mitch, how's your social battery right now? Is it drained, bursting with energy? How are you feeling, and how did it get to this level?
Wise, we just did two episodes of Doughboy, so my social battery is low.
Well,
I'm shutting down.
Understandably, because it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
What's the right amount of socializing for you, Wags, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Me, I've benefited from therapy, as have many people that I love. And, you know, here's the thing I can say. Whether you've been in therapy or not, there are benefits for everyone. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it's not just for those who've experienced major trauma.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Doughboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Doughboys. Welcome back to Doughboys. We're here with Evan Susser. Sus, you've listened to the original 400th episode and determined that it shall never be listened to by anyone. And so this is the new 400th episode. Mm-hmm. And you also had a pitch for something we could
discuss. Makes it not the 400th episode, really.
But the, I mean,
you made a good
point.
That's what
episode.
We said on the, right?
That was my theory, is that the universe made this that episode bad because we tried to record it too early. It wasn't actually episode 400. And it was dishonest and we got smited.
I agree.
Yeah, we recorded out of order. It was karmic payback. Yeah, that makes total sense.
I agree.
So we had this discussion of like, what should we talk about? What should we eat? You know, should we get Steak and Shake again?
Mm-hmm. That's for the end of the year.
That's for the end of the year.
Are we still doing that, or is this it?
I don't know, because it's hard to get Steak and Shake these days.
I'm still going to do a year-end episode.
Yeah, no,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
you're going to make the year-end.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, I didn't know if this, I've been called in early, like, you know, emergency. I don't know if I only get one a year. So it's like, you know, you had the emergency hatch to bring me in now. I don't
want
people to
get sick of me. You can come on whenever you want.
I understand, but I don't want people to get sick of me. I don't want to be here more than you guys.
I'm sick of this bullshit. Shut the fuck up.
Okay. So anyway,
I don't get, people are getting mad at me lately. Shut up, man. Who gives a shit? Do you really? I know you. You don't really care.
Anyway.
So Sus, we famously had the Evan Susser Ice Cream Invitational a few years back. And, you know, you're something of a creamsman, as are we. And you had the pitch of, like, you know what that episode was lacking, that original one recorded? Good humor. And so we're talking about Good Humor Ice Cream. Good Humor, the company was
founded. I thought you meant literally that it just wasn't funny.
That was the pun.
How did you miss? How did you not?
I thought the first episode was lacking Good Humor Ice Cream was my actual opinion.
I got confused. I thought you meant the Evan Susser ice cream invitational was missing good humor.
Yes, we didn't cover that.
We didn't cover it, no.
No, I knew that. I knew that, like, the humor was missing from the show.
Yeah, that was a whole
and
idea.
In general.
So, Good Humor, the brand, was founded in 1920 by Harry Burt and thrived during the Depression and post-World War II with a, this is nice, especially given our current labor situation, a largely unionized fleet of ice cream truck drivers. Unfortunately, now it is owned by Unilever, which is one of those these multinational conglomerates that also owns Axe Body Spray, Ben & Jerry's, Dove Soap, Hellman's and Best Foods Mayonnaise, and countless other brands.
Let me tell you, that's a pretty good. They got a pretty good umbrella.
They got a decent lineup. I'm just saying it's not maybe not the best company. And they used to have that. This is.
Can I also just say Harry Burt is a fucking Muppet ass name?
Yeah, that would be. That's like a the Flustered Eagle or something. Like
yeah,
Harry Burt. They used to use their signature jingle on their ice cream trucks, a song's Turkey in the Straw, but apparently that song's lyrics has a racist history.
Oh.
So, in 2020, they released a new one as a promotional thing by the RZA. And I thought we'd listen to this, because this is something of a quiet banger.
So this plays...
Isn't that nice?
Does this plays when they come down the street?
I don't know how often the trucks even come down the streets anymore, so.
That's cool.
It's a nice little jingle.
Wait. Did the old jingle have lyrics?
I mean, I think they played it from the, I think they played the tune, but if the lyrics to the tune
the lyrics
were like, racist. Had a bad history.
I don't want to sing the Turkey in the Straw now that I've put it's like, okay.
Anyway, we get a sense of it.
Problematic.
Thanks, Kizzy.
That's probably me humming it.
Never mind.
It's a, the nice vibes from that. Feels like it could be like, you know,
That's very comfortable. That's like going to
sleep
music.
Menu screen for a puzzle game or something like that. All right, so we've got some of these here. We got a few different options. We have a Good Humor Strawberry Shortcake.
Wow.
This is like the classic Good Humor bar.
That's interesting.
When I think of Good Humor, as I think of this.
Yeah, this is the one that's got the cake coating, and the, you know. But to me, the classic is the other one I got here, the creamsicle.
That's the other one.
That's the one I think of.
They also have the drumsticks, which we don't have.
Yes.
Those are the big ones. And then this is a little newer, and it doesn't have on this particular box the Good Humor branding, but it is
a Good
like
Humor
a co Reese's
with Reese's. Yes.
Yeah.
What's the main Good Humor bar?
I mean, they don't have one.
The
they don't have like a Mars bar.
What was the one you're saying that we don't have?
Oh, the drumsticks.
Yeah.
But those are also a lot of companies make those. And I think a lot of companies make all of them at this point. But these two are. I have a lot of fond memories of Good Humor.
Me too. I love their novelties.
As a kid.
Oh, I'm shocked by that.
Yeah, Reese's dessert bar is listed in their core lineup. Their drumstick now that's remaining is the vanilla king cone. Like a lot of these companies, they've sort of streamlined their offerings.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the chocolate eclair bar is.
Oh yeah, which
yeah.
is basically a chocolate version of the strawberry shortcake.
But they're all the same sort of ballpark. They're covered with some sort of coating.
One of each of these, I guess, probably, huh?
We don't have to finish, but I mean,
I kind of do want
like
one
bowls
of each
or something.
Right, I'm gonna start with. Oh, you know what? Should I get some bowls?
Yeah,
I'll start opening this up. Casey's gonna get the bowls.
Casey's gonna get some bowls. Casey wants to get the fuck out of here.
I don't blame him.
Worried another fight's going to break out.
You know what's funny is that I think he was having more fun on the fight episode.
I asked him because, look, yes, more people have listened than just me, and he said he liked it. He thought it was funny, the fight.
he thought the second part
was terrible and unlistenable.
Yeah. We're passing these around. Apologies to anyone who has misophonia, which we have learned is real.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Just to bring it up since...
Wait, can I missed both of those. Just send them some
all
of
the stuff
way.
Won't get mentioned.
Yeah.
It's crazy in the episode when you listen back. DoorDash gets mentioned, which Mitch has not even heard of at the time.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Some of the other... Obama...
You mean from episode...
Yeah, from one. Episode one.
Yeah, that was recorded in 2015.
President.
Obama is president.
Yes.
Amazingly... The Jared Fogle scandal has not happened.
That's right. That happened like a few episodes into our run.
Yes.
Mitch called it.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that guy was fucking... You knew something was up with that guy?
Yeah, he called it a little too well.
You know, he knew exactly what he was going to be.
I just knew
for.
Something was up with that yeah. guy.
Huge stash of child porn.
Uh-huh.
Weird.
He uses a server I know all the time.
Casey, do you want any ice cream novelties? You can help yourself if you do.
Oh yeah, sure. I'll grab something.
Grab whatever you like.
What are you gonna do? Let's see what Casey
no
does.
No Wally and Irma, even.
Yeah, no Wally and Irma.
Wow.
Do you remember there was a you told the story I think of rescuing a Wally and Irma at a certain point in the podcast?
That's sad that to me. Wally and Irma aren't even Wags. Wally and Irma are floating in there some fucking stray cat's nutsack.
Yeah.
Exact same joke you made in the episode.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
I'm eating the cream chickle right now.
Eating the strawberry shortcake.
I mean, this is a classic for a reason. These two flavors work so well together.
I almost want more orange, weirdly. But I mean, it's very nice.
It's really, I think it's really well balanced.
At the end of the cream, I love the bottom of the creamsicle. Like this part right here.
Oh, yeah. There's a little white stuff at the bottom.
And then you get like that.
So, to be clear, you like cream?
I like cream.
Man, this is fucking great. I wasn't going to eat all this, but I'm going to pause because I will eat
I'm going to eat this whole thing.
I will absolutely eat
it. It is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's fucking delicious. The Good Human Man. Yeah. He looks like he could be problematic in some ways.
Have a good humor bar. It'll cure what ails you. Made from pure snake oil.
Things were better.
Things are better now. This is a better time in history for everyone.
I don't know why they had to change my great jingle.
Oh, boy. Follow me on over to the Capitol. I'll bring you my good humor truck.
Listen, just follow the turkey in the straw. Be so, playing like the Pied Piper, leading up the steps into Nancy Pelosi's office. Gonna jack off into a trash can.
I'll be standing over the trash can. Okay. Okay, good humor, man. Here's what I was thinking. We have seen recently kind of the resurgence of the super premium.
It's just why stuff are like piled as in like cereal.
It's a bowl of ice
cream. You open them
bars.
All up?
Yeah, taste them all. We've seen a resurgence of the super premium.
Fuck.
What happened?
It fell.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
He got cream all over his pants.
Mm.
We've seen the super premium ice cream boom with those places. Do you think there's a world where ice cream novelties could become like chic and hipstery?
A premium version? I think that's a great call. I think you're ahead of the curve with that.
I think a premium version, which kind of defeats the purpose of it though, right?
I don't know. I think that there could be a fun artisanal version. You know, we had a version of that with our buddies at Nomad Ice Pops. They do a really, really high quality ice pop here in the
check
LA
out
area.
Nomad if you've never had Nomad. Those guys are fucking great.
So I think there'll be I think there are people already doing that, and maybe we'll see more. That being more of a trend. All right, I'm gonna do something proactive.
Wow,
here. I'm putting on my Doughboy's apron, so if I spill any ice cream. I got my five forks apron. I don't get any on my Wally and Irma shirt.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I've never had the strawberry shortcake.
Wow.
One.
Really? Mm-hmm. What do you think?
It's really good.
It's fucking fantastic.
I love that cream.
The texture of the cake is so good.
Yep. Nice crunch to it.
Yeah.
I'm more of a biter. And the creamsicle, you get to suck.
Yep.
That's true. You do get to suck the creamsicle.
You get to suck and lick.
Although you can bite the creamsicle, which I do.
I mean, yeah, of course you bite it at some points, but you're getting licks in, right?
Yeah, this is not a great licker because of the texture.
Here's my question about the texture. What are these bits exactly? And do they exist in any other context?
It's like a cake coating, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
I've only really seen it in ice cream bars.
It's impossible to lick. I just
you can't lick it.
It's a bad lick. Like licking gravel.
Yeah, it's a terrible lick.
It's a bad lick. Let me try.
Bad lick.
Yeah, it's a bad lick.
Give it another lick, just in case. Yeah, you can't really lick the side effectively.
Now,
either.
What about the Reese's bar? Because it's kind of similar. Can you lick that?
You know what? I should open that one up, because that's the one I haven't had yet.
No. Well, yeah, it's not a great lick.
They're all the same sort of formula. There's some sort of, you know, either just a frozen solid exterior with a creamy interior, or they've got some sort of texture to the outside. My Reese's is starting to melt a little bit. Oh my god. That's really fucking good.
Oh fuck.
With peanut butter ice cream.
Now,
that's delightful.
Just like Grizzly Man, I think that there was a chance that I tore you apart limb from limb in that episode. I mean, we did talk about this.
You got something on your beard. Like a strawberry shortcake.
Oh, fucking shit. We talked about this. We got it. It fell to my pants. We talked about this in the episode, but I was like, we're going to fight. And then you said that didn't we break down the fight?
Yeah, you did break down the fight. Well, first of all.
A physical fight. Hypothetical physical fight.
Besides, it's necessary to clarify that you're in different weight classes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he does say that.
That won't get me upset when I'm already pissed off.
But again, not to get too into details. And then Weiger insists that he would fight very, very dirty.
I would.
If you were to ever fight.
Mm-hmm. I would.
But yeah, it is a kind of.
What does that entail? Like clawing me?
Monkey bites? Mm-hmm. Eye pokes?
Mm-hmm. I also think, stuff. And the classic, like, wait, shit, I'm really hurt for real. And then you get off him and then, you know, nut shot.
Mm.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
That kind of stuff. Yeah, but you talk about who would win in a fist fight.
I think on that day, if you said, I'm really hurt for real, I wouldn't slow down.
Uh-huh.
I think I would kill you.
I don't think you would have killed me.
I wouldn't have killed you.
You didn't even advance on me. I don't think you would have killed me.
I think I was the angriest I've ever been, maybe in my life.
Wow.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, have we seen you angrier?
Have you seen me angrier?
I don't know if I've seen you angrier, but I feel like I've heard about you being angrier. Maybe. I don't know.
I'm about to finish this Reese's. I wasn't expecting this to be
my
favorite.
Up there with the most upset I've been in my life, I'd say. And I thought that the podcast maybe would end. And I don't think either of us want that to happen because we work in the entertainment industry and we need the podcast to survive out here.
Imagine if we'd ended the podcast then and then now both my union and your union about to go on strike.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck would we do with ourselves?
I think I was
chocolate all over my face.
I think I was angriest I'd been on the definitely on the show ever. I think you're right, Sustance. What the hell's going on here? I think you're right in saying it looks insane.
Well, my hands are sticky.
And also, it looks like you're not wearing pants. And
it
then,
does look
and
like
then,
not wearing
oh,
pants.
Oh, yeah, I got these short shorts and the apron. I guess that looks a little revealing. Immodest.
But
that was fucking good.
But Wise and I had a great conversation afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And we were, and it was good.
Yeah.
And we buried the hatchet.
Yeah.
But I think it was maybe top. I was angry. And Wise was angry too.
Yeah.
We were angry.
We are different men. Mm-hmm. And our emotions come out in different ways. Mm-hmm. Some would say mine do not come out, but they do.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, how I behave, mm-hmm. the kinds of things I say. And I also, we've known each other long enough where we know what to say to rile each other up.
That's very true.
And that's part of it.
And also your coworkers and people don't, you know, you don't like going to work.
So no one likes
you're
going
gonna,
to work.
Sometimes you're going to be
think
Casey
mad. Wants to be here? You think Emma wants to be here?
No.
Anything else? It's a fucking Friday. They don't want to be anywhere else.
Don't matter time before Casey snaps.
Yeah. We're all thinking it.
When you said, like, you know, we know the things to say that, like, to get each other riled up,
mm-hmm.
Like me being like, Sonic isn't blue or something, you know, like that will get you, like, pretty pissed off, right?
Come on, buddy. Not cool, man.
But we buried the hatchet, Sus, and it was a bad app. Probably better than this episode.
I think this is pretty good.
I think people are gonna be happy about it.
About this app?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Mm. I also think it's gonna remind people about Good Humor ice cream bars, which you maybe not had in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Which is just what our show is reminding people about products, basically.
I mean, you know how much success we had with Burger King is back.
It's true.
This is a new.
How are we not going to BK is back? Sure.
This is Good Humor is good.
Good humor is good.
Good humor is good.
Yeah, good humor is good.
You know what's funny? I like the Reese's the least.
Fascinating.
To me, Reese's. It's you can get Reese's in other ways, so it feels there's nothing else like a strawberry shortcake bar.
The Reese's the outside of the Reese's isn't as crunchy as the strawberry shortcake.
Yeah,
it's kind of like dry. Like lightly breaded.
No, that's true. It's a little bit more crunch, a little bit more like a think of a similar bar. Same sort of concept. That's true. It's less of a standout. It's less unique. I mean, that creamsicle is such a classic. I just finished this one. I am going to finish the strawberry shortcake bar, which means I'm going to be 3 for 3.
I don't know if it exists, but it feels like Good Humor is a place that would have a fun factory tour.
Mm.
Have you guys ever done factory tours? Have you done any interesting factory tours? No? Have you done any?
Not even like as a
I went to one. I got caught in a chocolate pipe and I got eliminated first.
I used to do, I think there are a lot of them on the East Coast. I'm kind of surprised you haven't.
I went to the Cape Cod Potato Chip Factory.
The Hers Potato Chip Factory. There's the Ben and Jerry's.
Hers, fun to say.
Yeah.
Hers.
And then when we went to...
When you were in the factory, David, was it like... like the end of Aliens? Uh-huh. Core shut down. I went to Hershey, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. They have a whole theme park there.
Yep.
At their factory.
We were there and it was like closed and like we did the indoor ride and got like Hershey's and then left. Yeah. That was kind of all we could do.
I heard that play. That kind of sucks, the Hershey's factory tour.
Yeah. I remember it not being like, I mean, also to be like, there's a big theme park, but like it's raining and you can't do any of it. And it was kind of like at that time of year where it's like barely open. And then we went to Amish country. I remember we went to Amish country as well.
That would be a fun Doughboys thing, going to Amish country.
Yeah.
And maybe we pull Kingpin, Sidedario, it would be great. Yeah.
They're like, who are these fucking losers?
He find a teenager who was going on his Rum Springer, and he goes on tour with the Doughboys, then comes back immediately. The outside world, everything you've said is true. I'm back.
I think the strawberry shortcake is the best. I think you're correct.
Imagine being on your Rum Springer and listening to Doughboys. Do you think that's happened to someone?
Wow.
If you're on Rum Springer right now and you're listening to the podcast, hit us up with hashtag Yum Springer. We want to hear from you. I bet someone on Rum Springer has heard one of us on a podcast.
Yeah.
I think that's totally
possible.
Wow.
I mean, I guess you're right. I'm always surprised by people who listen to the podcast, but I just had never thought about that before.
Our food is here so early for the next episode. It's insane.
Oh, we're recording two back-to-back. We're recording next week's recording the previous week's episode next.
I think I should just bring it in here and we should eat it.
Are your guests coming here? Or they need to eat it?
No, they ate it already.
Oh, they ate it already?
No.
Wait.
One of the guests is in studio and is going to eat it with you.
Okay, so we didn't need to wait on that.
We could eat the pizza.
Yeah, we could eat the pizza.
I think we should eat the pizza.
All right, what are we thinking on this strawberry, or on the strawberry shortcake bar, the Reese's bar, and the creamsicle bar? I think we should review this brand like we would review a restaurant, mm-hmm. which means we'll each go around, give a closing argument, if you will, and give it a score from 0 to 5 forks. So, Susser, why don't we start with you?
Okay. These bars are fun. Nowadays, I feel like you don't see that many specific Good Humor branded ice cream trucks. I probably, as the only father of the three of us, encounter ice cream trucks, I would think, more than either of you, but I'm not sure.
Well, it felt a little loaded the way you said that.
The other big competition.
Yeah, what exactly does that mean? I guess like where you're like at school or something, you'll see an ice cream truck.
Or at the park.
Okay.
The other big competition at the ice cream
truck. Do you think you encounter them more without your children or strictly with your children?
The other thing that you see more of is they have a lot of branded pops.
It was a sincere question.
It's a mix. It's half and half.
Okay, all right.
Like a SpongeBob pop or something like that.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah,
and Good Humor, I think, has nothing to do with
Ninja
those.
They have a Turtles, Turtles pop.
They have Sonic pop, which we had on here, which has the gumball eyes.
Yeah.
Those are pretty popular, especially with the young kids.
Yeah.
But
Choco Taco, didn't they stop making Choco
Taco? Yeah, I think they stopped making that.
So sad.
But
that was one of the best.
For actual taste, I think these Good Humor bars can't be beat.
Yeah.
And they're fun, too. The term, which I don't know why they're called ice cream novelties, but I think there is a novelty to them that they're like, oh, it's like interesting. It's like the little bites or the, you know, the creamsicle. There's something like fun about them.
I agree.
A great Mitchism when he talks about food on Doughboys is when he's talking about some liking eating something, he says, I was having a great time.
Sure.
Which is not something that people usually say I was enjoying the taste of. But there is something that you're having a good time if you're eating. Yeah. A good humor bar. So
no,
for
it's
me.
No, it's me. Oh, no, okay.
For me, I say five forks.
Five forks.
Five, wow, five forks. Forks.
Yeah, I think I similarly will say like, oh, that's a lot of fun. Or like, mm-hmm. oh, I'm having fun when I'm talking about food. So I think that, but I think that's just,
I think
know,
it's more feels, of a Mitch thing, but sure, you say it too.
I don't think it's just a Mitch thing.
Okay.
I think it's a Mitchism.
I don't know if it's a Mitchism.
I don't know.
Specifically, that was a lot of fun.
We buried the hatchet. I don't know why you're trying to turn the Mitchism into a Wagerism.
I'm saying we both have our own versions of it. Can we go back to the ice creams that have like they're like the SpongeBob ones or whatever?
Uh-huh.
If you're like with these gumball eyes, it's shaped like Sonic ice cream surprise. Gumball eyes. I feel the sweetness between you and I.
Do you know my favorite ice cream? My, you know, there's like the Ninja Turtle and whatever.
Yeah.
I love the Marin Pop.
The Marin Pop's great.
What the pop? That's what I'm talking. Look, they're classic for a reason. Mm-hmm. I really love that creamsicle. Really enjoyed that strawberry shortcake for the first time, having it right now. I mean, I'm going to give it five forks.
Five forks.
But for this, or five licks. What do we do? We used to do five spoons for ice cream. But I give my friendship to you two five forks as well.
That's such a nice thing to say.
I love both of you.
Wow.
That episode was bad.
It was very bad.
And I was very upset. I was too upset. But we worked it out, Wags.
Yeah.
Like, we work out everything.
That's true.
And that made me confident in our friendship.
Except working out in general.
That made me confident in our friendship and the podcast for the future. Because I think that if we could come back from that, I think, you know, we can come back from everything.
No,
until you, like, you know, like turn down a free hot dog and I get really mad at you for that or something. I mean, it's bound to happen. I think that that's the most upset I've ever been. And it was it's a bad listen. And Sus, thank you for listening to it. Hanford, also thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Hanford.
Hanford needs a thank you. I feel like you had one person.
But
if we want to get like a voicemail from Hanford and play that with his thoughts, we could do that too.
But I love both of you.
Love you too, buddy.
I love the whole Doughboys crew.
So
I'm happy that it's behind us, and I'm happy no one will listen.
The rest, too many to name.
There he is. Emma, Amelia, Casey,
Mike.
There's no point in naming
Mike.
Everyone.
Hanford?
Mike edits our videos.
Oh, yes. I thought you were talking about Hanford again. Sorry, Emma. I know who Mike is.
Hey, you know what? Stop naming. It's only going to go bad.
I mean, I know
Fish.
Mike.
I know you know
Fish,
him.
Like underwater?
No. We were talking about Hanford. Fish?
I know you know. Fish, it's just
DK,
funny to be with
Dropkick, Yusong.
Yeah.
We'll name everybody. Everyone at Headgum. Anya in the.
And everyone at Feral.
I'm going to get the pizza.
Mitch gave it five forks. I am going to. Oh, it was good. Mitch, I also just want to say that I thought it was.
Sorry.
No. I just it was really nice that what you just said, and I think I don't think it was a good converse. I think it was good that it happened. I think we had a good conversation in the aftermath, and I think it's. I love you too, and I think it's great that we can talk openly and honestly about things, and that we can get on the other side of grievances and, not just let them define us, because it's not, you know.
Should I tell everyone what we bonded over? Wags came over and we both jacked off into my shower. We put a 5-minute timer on the dryer and
yeah.
we finished and we finished at the same time.
I think it's great. I think that this is a five fork friendship. I think it's great to see how you guys have, you know, it was. I'm not joking that when you were doing the intro and you were talking about, again, I'm not going to go over the whole thing, but we were talking about all the stuff that's been done on the podcast. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And I think that
your friendship is strong, that you guys will be able to continue it for, dare I say, maybe another 400 episodes.
Jesus Christ.
As long as you still have that great friendship connection and it continues to be so financially advantageous to continue doing it.
Which I will say, look, when the show started, I don't think that we thought, I didn't think we, I neither of us thought it would go on for this long.
Well, also, yeah, you did it for a year and a half with basically making no money.
Losing money, yeah.
Losing money, in fact. And you did it then because you liked each other and it was fun.
That's yes. a good point. And also, I think, I think for both of us, neither of us wanted to have a podcast be our main thing.
Right.
And we work in a world now where you need, it's not right. And I think that people I think people underestimate. I was talking about this on the Doscore last night of how much money gets made. Just the working class for actors. And I know, look.
And writers, yeah.
I know that writing and acting is, compared to digging ditches and doing actual physical labor, is, it's fun. It's, you know, it's a fun thing to pursue. But the wages and you can't live off of it anymore. It's the truth, Wags. Like you're saying with the WGA and with SAG, just working class in those areas, and like all lines of work have been squeezed completely. So we've been very lucky to have this podcast and have people support us. Which, so I want to thank people who listen and support us too.
Thank you. Thank you for our listeners, of course.
It's yes. Always, even though we give them a hard time. But
and can I just add one thing?
Mm-hmm.
You said you were going to go get the pizza.
I'm not going to go five forks, but I do. These did outperform my memory. Five forks. Welcome to the Platinum Plate Club. Good humor. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more Doughboys. Hey, Mitch. I feel like during the summer, pretty much everything I'm doing outdoors is making me thirsty.
Yeah, I'll tell you what the issue is. That blasted sun.
Curse the sun.
Curse the sun.
Giver of life, but also...
giver of heat.
Giver of a dehydrator-in-chief, I'd call it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Summer requires extraordinary hydration because of the sun that's built for everyday dehydrating moments. Yes.
The moon is cool.
Moon's real cool. When the moon is out, there's never a doubt. The moon is cool.
And when the sun's up high, you can't deny it's gonna be hot, 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 hot. Anyways, I think that we've expressed that the sun gets you hot in the summertime.
Sure does, and the moon keeps you cool. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients.
Mm-hmm.
With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, it's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America.
Wags, that's right. And you know what? It's so easy to just tear open a packet of Liquid IV, pour it into a cup, mix it up with some ice cold water, and drink it down. My favorite flavor, strawberry.
It's a hydration multiplier.
That's right.
Gets you even more hydrated, and it's easier to stay hydrated while traveling. And you know what, Mitch? We like the taste.
I love the taste. And you know what? I love that I'm getting all those electrolytes and I'm not getting filled up with sugars.
Yeah. I love the smell too, and it helps you out, not just while traveling, but after a big night out. You know what I mean?
Come on.
The moon is cool.
Cool, cool, cool.
The moon is cool. Cool, cool, cool. Tear, pour. Live more. 1 stick plus 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone.
And Wise, it's got 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, 8 vitamins and nutrients, non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, and now sugar-free. We got white peach.
Wow.
Green grape.
Wow. Raspberry melon. And lemon lime.
That's right, Wags. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code Doughboys at checkout.
That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Doughboys at liquidiv.com.
I love Liquid IV. You know why?
Why?
Because it's cool. Cool, cool, cool.
And the sun is hot, hot, hot. Welcome back to Doughboys. We're here with Evan Susser. We got pizza we're eating, and we also have a beverage, and we're going to decide if you should pour it down your throat. It's another edition of Drink or Stank. Before we get to that, just a note for Amelia when you're listening to this later. If you order the Doughboys a pizza, you could feel free to like make that a large pizza.
This is on me. Yeah. I said medium or small.
Yeah.
So first of all, let's say for your guys' next episode, you're ordering some food from Domino's.
That's correct. Which came out the previous week. We did that with Too Scary to Watch.
She put out to the text chain, "Hey, while I'm ordering from Domino's, would you guys like me to, you know, throw on a pizza or something?" And somehow, you know, no one wanted to say, "Yeah, I need to eat another pizza."
Yeah, right.
But clearly, everyone wanted the pizza.
We all wanted the pizza.
Amelia, feel free to just add a pizza next time and a large pizza. Don't make us ask.
I don't know why.
But I mean, Amelia, it's.
I'm saying, I don't know.
Thank you, Amelia.
I forgot that I wasn't talking into the microphone. I was gonna say I don't know why I wasn't like, get two large pizzas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know why we were so coy.
We didn't want to take ownership of being the guy, like, yeah, please get us pizzas because we're fucking big goblins.
Yeah.
But we wanted them.
But we wanted the pizza.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sester, you've been playing Tears of the Kingdom, right?
Yeah.
Mitch, you haven't cracked it open yet.
Mm-mm.
And Emma, you've been playing some Tears of the Kingdom, or you just got it?
I literally just opened it last night. I played for like an hour, so I'm not very far into it, but so far I love it.
It's a meaty tutorial. You got some mm-hmm. ways to go.
Yeah.
Casey, you mess around with Tears of the Kingdom at all? You a Zelda guy?
Not yet. I want to, but I haven't gotten into it yet.
It's really good.
So what? This is we're doing a drank or stank. Sus, you brought it?
That's right. Susser brought this. Yes. He's like, "Do you have a segment?" And I was like, "I do." But he's like, "Oh well, I brought this. We don't have to have it." I was like, "Well, of course we should have that." Wow. Nice
I got these because at the grocery store I spotted them. I thought they looked good. Got some for home, and then I said, "Oh, this is a perfect Doughboys thing. It's Dr. Pepper."
It was funny that you brought these and you also brought an invoice to us for these.
It's the Dr. Pepper Zero, which is, I don't know if you guys, if you have a soda these days, if you're doing Zero or diet or regular.
I've become a Coke Zero guy.
Yes.
One Coke Zero day is like,
I much prefer, treat. At this point, because I would drink when I drink soda, I used to drink Diet Coke.
Mm-hmm.
Now Diet Coke,
me
I don't
either.
Like.
I don't like it.
So basically zero is what I like.
I actually like Diet Coke.
Interesting. I know some people are still in that camp, but I like the zero. So the Dr. Pepper Zero I like. And then I thought, oh, this could be interesting. So should we do a drink or stank?
Let's do it.
All right,
I just cracked open this bad boy.
I think JF was talking this up.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah.
Well, he's a fucking idiot. So let's see what here we go.
Jesse Farrar from Your Kickstarter Sucks. Let's have a taste. Hmm.
It's good.
They used to have a cherry
there's
vanilla.
A slight,
or they still
slight,
have a cherry vanilla?
I don't know if they still do. They used to for sure.
It reminds me of this, obviously, different, but it's like the same sort of concept.
There's a slight aftertaste of like diet and strawberry at the same time.
Let me try it again.
But
it's interesting you guys like it because now I have a reveal. I already had one of these. I got a whole box and Jamie and I both had them. My wife, and we hated them, and that's why I brought them.
Wow.
What did you hate about it?
I think it's too many flavors. I think Dr. Pepper so is already a bunch of flavors, and then you add
hold
the cream and strawberries. Uh-huh.
I got a segment for today. I'm going to bring these sodas that we hate and get rid of them out of the house.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be funny.
It is funny.
It is funny. What was your segment, Wags? Probably like a beautiful look back at the past 400 episodes.
No, I had a do. It's fine. So we'll use it in a different future episode.
What was it?
We'll do it in a future episode. But it was
you fucked up, sus.
We might end up doing it on last week's episode.
Okay.
So if we did, if you heard Serving USA. That's what I originally planned for this episode.
Oh, that sounds good.
It sounds good. Sounds like there's some sort of song involved.
Yeah, there's maybe a song. That maybe would have happened. That might have happened the previous week. We'll see.
No. It's good to get your old sodas you don't like.
It could happen next week's episode, too.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's serving how?
serving USA?
Yeah, you know, kind of like that. I mean, not, you know, not exactly, but yeah, it's, that's
everybody's
the
everybody's going serving USA. It was something.
If everybody had a tray,
it's a if everybody had a portion.
Oh, that's so good.
It's fine. Maybe have already used it, or maybe use
this
it next
episode
week.
Is mostly recapping things that the listener doesn't get to hear.
I'm going to go ahead and say drank.
I think it's a big time drank. I really like this.
I should have brought the rest.
You have anything else in your fridge you want to clear out?
Yeah, what are you going to do with the rest if you don't like them? Are you still going to drink them just begrudgingly?
Yeah, probably. I'll probably finish this one.
I think it's pretty good.
I think it's pretty good.
What's the deal?
I mean,
I think it's a big fucking deal, buddy.
I think it's just a lot of flavors.
Unga pachka, some might say. Mm-hmm.
I'll say I can smell them from here.
You can smell them from here.
It's a very strong strawberry scent.
Emma, can you smell them in Chicago?
I can, and it's nauseating.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Well, Sus made an executive decision there, taking the whole rest of the pizza box into his lap. Yeah, drank for me. You know what? I like doing a classic old school segment, Wags.
Yeah, I love a look. We're back in studio.
Should That's we do part an of unsatisfied Yelper too?
Did I have another unsatisfied Yelper? Wait, hold on. I think we did. This might be one thing that's worth.
Wow.
No, I think this is actually worth reviving from our original episode 400 because I don't think we got to this in the recorder. You'll let me know, Sus.
No, you didn't.
Amelia, so we used to have a thing that was a segment called An Unsatisfied Yelper in the very early going. It was discontinued. It was kind of hard to source, and they weren't always good, and sometimes they were just kind of a bummer because people were insane. But this is one that that Amelia found. This is a new Unsatisfied Yelper review from December of 2022 of the Inglewood Chili's. This is from Janae G. of Henderson, Nevada.
Wow.
Let me read this. I wish I could give them 0 stars. Found small worm in my broccoli. There's no telling if any were in my honey chipotle chicken crispers as they touched. I ordered chicken crispers with broccoli and fries, and I was eating my broccoli when I found a small worm on them. I thought I was tripping until I used my camera light to see it real good. I'm so upset as I was hungry and couldn't wait for my lunch break to see that. I had stopped going there due to the bad service of either lack of staff or staff not knowing what they're doing and the food taking too long or being cold when it comes out. This time, food being served warm with worms I can't even eat. It was stuck in between broccoli and used my nail to move it and it came out. So disappointed. It was very pleasant speaking to the mod. She resolved the issue.
So you actually did get to that. In the last episode.
Oh, we did?
Yeah. You guys don't remember it?
No, I don't. I don't remember that at all.
It's gross. I was confused when she says the mod.
I think it's a manager on duty.
Do we talk about the worm?
You talk about the worm and you talk about movies with the worm and then you look up top movies with worms in it.
We look
up
worm
like, rounders. What? Oh, the character's name is Worm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and I'm remembering this
now. I remember this now.
To get into the whole episode.
I knew that we'd want to talk about the worm, this small worm that she brings up. But we talk about the big worm movies.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a pic of the worm, or is that Mitch's hog?
Dude, this is what started the fight. This is the exact thing that started the fight.
That you're right. It's coming back to me now on this exact run.
What were some of the worm movies? Do you remember?
Tremors. Lair of the White Worm.
I don't remember.
Rounders.
Dune, probably.
Dune. Of course, yeah. Dune. Oh, my God. You guys amped for Dune Part 2?
Oh, I'm very excited.
Can't fucking wait.
Slither.
Yeah.
The Last Dance.
The Dennis Rodman, the worm.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, good, right?
Is it a movie?
Magnolia has a worm thing, right?
Oh, yeah. You're
looking for a guy named Worm?
Yeah, it sounds like the last episode, maybe we should release it. It sounds like it was good.
They're good parts. There's peaks and valleys.
Sus, we appreciate what you do for the show, too.
We don't need to do this every time. We just had fun.
We did have fun.
All right. Hey, that was a drank or stank. and an unsatisfied yelper, and just like a restaurant, we value your feedback. Let's open the feedback.
Wow.
Today we have an email from Cassie. Cassie writes,
Casey, he's right there. Why'd he email us?
AC, you can just ask us.
And the email says, I quit.
Today's the day.
See, I told you.
This is clearly a letter of resignation template. You didn't even replace the placeholder. Copy-pasted it. I will be dragging my boyfriend. This is from Cassie. Cassie writes.
It's like John Morant's AI apology. ChatGPT apology.
As an AI language model, I can't listen to a podcast, but from your description, it sounds terrible. And you should quit.
I will be dragging my boyfriend to the Boston show on June 10th.
What?
Also our two-year anniversary.
Wow.
My question is, all right, we have a scenario here. Here's the scenario. Food podcasts are illegal. They have already arrested the Deli Boys.
Yeah. I mean, they'll be the first ones. First, they came for the Deli Boys, and I said nothing.
If they came for the Deli Boys, I'd say something. See ya.
The Doughboys are currently on the run from the cops. What fast food chain do you hide out in? Personally, I would hide in none because I'm not a nerd with a food podcast. Okay.
Wow.
Love you guys. So this is tricky because if food podcasts are illegal and they know what kind of ground we cover, what are you doing?
Hold on. Don't worry about it.
You're actively texting.
Don't worry about
it. Well, you at least busting your second thumb to accelerate the process.
There we go. It's done.
What were you doing?
Maybe you'll find out.
Is it related to the show?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. To this episode?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Does he need to check his phone?
No. If it works out, you'll hear it.
Food podcasts are illegal. We're on the run from the cops, Mitch and I. What fast food chain do we hide out in? So they know, the cops know our gimmick. They know what we do. They know what they're going to be, you know. They know what our normal stomping grounds would be. I don't think you want to try to find safe haven in like a Taco Bell because they'll know we might be there, or a McDonald's. I don't know. What fast food chain do we take
Well, the question
do
is, do you want to go to a crowded one or do you want to go to an empty one? Like, if you went to In-N-Out, yeah. Like they could, like, try and search In-N-Out, but it's packed all the time at In-N-Out, and
that's
there's a long
point.
Drive-thru, and also, yeah. They're going to get in there, and they're going to be like, oh, man, I want to get a double-double, and they'll get distracted.
Yeah.
Because maybe the first instinct would be like, oh, go to, like, a Long John Silver's or, you know, Ghost Town one.
Right.
But those,
Quiznos.
You'll be the only ones in there.
That's a
It'll
good point.
Easy to spot. That's... I think a popular, I would say In-N-Out's a good one.
In my mind, like, so what's, like, the most bunkerous? You know, like the most,
Ooh.
The most like a bunker.
There's a triangle and a square left. Anyone want?
You either? Can take whatever, you whichever you'd like.
I don't really need any pizza.
I'm grabbing the square.
You're on camera eating a lot of it.
No pizza for me. No, thank you. But you guys enjoy.
Can I tell
That's
you?
That's a really funny move. I love that guy when there's like a shared item they like immediately scarf down a lot and then they're like that the rest is all yours. Thanks, bud.
It feels like you know this character from feels like maybe you've played this character yeah. before.
Seen it on your front facing camera.
I'll tell you what I was texting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I texted Hanford. I said, will you send a voice memo summing up your thoughts on
that was supposed
on the
to be
episode.
That was the whole idea. The whole thing I was preparing for. I listened to it twice. To prepare.
That sucks.
It did.
Well, you've listened to it more than anyone will listen to it.
Yeah.
Except Emma, maybe. Sorry, Emma.
And again, if you see Mitch and ask him, he'll probably just play it for you.
Yeah, I'll play it for you. I'll stand there for 2 hours and hold the phone up for you.
Here's my thing off of Susser's pitch, which is that I think crowded is good. I think you want highly trafficked, but I think you also want it to feel kind of labyrinthine. And hard to like navigate, and that puts me in a hot place that's always hopping, a place that has a huge footprint, and a place that maybe you like maybe there's an upstairs, there's a downstairs. Where could someone be? The Cheesecake Factory.
That's pretty good.
Not fast food, but
Because it was a question specifically fast food.
Yeah, but it's a chain restaurant. Yeah, it chain qualifies. Restaurant. We good. Cover chain restaurants. Yeah. That's what we do. That's our gimmick.
That's a great answer.
And if a Costco food court counts, I might also say that too, because I think that's very hop in, and I think there's easy for someone to get
also,
lost.
Also, you have
there.
To be a member,
and you have to be a member. There you go.
I think my answer is McDonald's, because I would go into the play place, and then you could probably lose them in the tunnels.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You could run.
Yeah, you in hopping into a play place isn't going to arise any suspicion.
Grimace is there, right? Everything's normal.
Also, they'll have to remove a tube because I'm stuck in the tube. Basically, another Charlie in the Chocolate Factory scenario. I've never been in a play place as an adult.
Me neither.
It'd
be weird to do.
Would you be able to fit in there? That's
like
a question.
Just jumped in the ball. You could. I mean, like one of those slides.
Yeah. Would we be able to traverse a play place?
Today's children are bigger than ever.
Yeah, they're fucking
I think
huge.
They've probably been scaled up for these big kids.
Mm-hmm. I think that they were always pretty sturdy. Now. There was like 7 kids in there.
Oh.
How many kids does would add up to me? 7.
I'm trying to think of how much of a kid.
How much do a kid weigh? 50 pounds?
Depends on what age kid.
Depends.
Oh.
Yeah, 50.
7 kids?
Yeah. I'd say 5 to 7 kids.
Okay.
Depends on the age. You're right. What does a 5-year-old weigh 50 pounds? 10 pounds per year?
Depends on the kid.
10 pounds per year, and I'm at 40. So I do the math. Makes sense.
I think McDonald's play place could work. I mean, you could also go incognito in the ball pit. You just go under there and you'd have a lot of coverage.
I am proud of ourselves that we don't weigh 400 pounds by 400. I think that we're good, got close. That would be a great thing to.
We should try to hit 500 pounds by episode 500.
We'd be the whale. That's all right though.
Yeah.
The whale had a pretty good setup.
All the gay porno he could consume, all the meatball subs he could eat.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Okay, he didn't have to go in his shower to jack off. He was just right there in his chair. Same place he taught his Zoom lectures.
I do think it will be interesting to see how much weight we gained since the start. I mean, we've seen old photos.
You can tell by old photos. I haven't weighed myself, but I know generally what I weighed around then. I think I've put on close to 50 pounds.
I would say probably the same, 50 to 60.
How much of that is Doughboys? How much is that is the natural aging process and our own bad decisions, you know? But definitely, I'm up quite a bit.
Yeah, same.
No.
Worth it, though.
Yeah. So, sir, where are you weight-wise since Doughboys started?
Good question. I've yo-yoed a bunch as Doughboys has gone on.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly, I guess a yo-yo that mostly stays.
Very high up. One of those tricks where the yo-yo goes up and stays.
It stays, and then very occasionally drops down, that kind of yo-yo.
Sure, yeah.
But I think that maybe I'm back where I started.
Yeah.
I think I was less when Doughboys, I don't know. It's been back and forth. I'm not sure.
Is this a joke that anyone's done? It's like... Yeah, I kind of got a yo-yo diet. Yeah, yo-yo, give me a burger.
That's good. That's good.
Oh, dude, I bet you that joke's been done a million times. Yo-yo, give me a burger. That's been done a million times.
Yeah, you're right. It's old. It's old hat.
Well, we're done.
Yo-yo. Yeah, we're done. This is a tight episode, but whatever is a different format. If you have a
question, we're gonna do
we stretch it out.
we exercise the demons.
Exactly, that was the main purpose.
That was the main purpose. We had some Domino's. It was delicious.
Yeah,
we didn't save any for
Casey.
People
are gonna think this is a freaking ripoff.
There are two. Oh no, there's not.
No, there's no more pizza.
There is one slice of pizza left.
Wait, is there?
Yeah, and I'm gonna eat it. Sorry, Casey.
If you have a question or comment about the world of chain restaurants, you can email us at doughboyspodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 830-GO-DO. That's 830-463-6844. And to get the Doughboys Doubler Weekly Bonus episode, join the Golden or Platinum Play Club at patreon.com/Doughboys.
And buy the merch.
And buy the merch.
Yes, that's right. Doughboys kinshipgoods.com. That's the URL. New hats, new shirts, aprons, totes, the whole lot. We got more stuff coming. A lot of exciting stuff that's going to be planned for you. So check us out. We're very excited to be partnered with Kinship Goods. Doughboys.kinshipgoods.com.
And to hit it again, Wags, thank you to everyone who supports the show. We love you. And thank you for listening for the last
we
400
love you.
Episodes.
Thank you so much. Susser, anything you'd like to plug?
Nope. Episode 500.
Wow.
Wow.
We'll see you back here in another 100 episodes.
Oh, man. 2 years, basically?
No, 2 years.
All right.
2 years till once again we say, this is Sparta 500.
Bye.
Till next time, just move back with Chalabic while you're happy eating.
See ya.
Sources for the intro are in the episode description.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey guys, it's Mike Hanford, one of, if not the most popular guests on Doughboys. I heard the unreleased episode, and I gotta say, it was something. It was entertaining. It was wild. It was, you know, a prime example of, you got Nick Weiger, one of the most, you know, cold, calculated, vicious people in Hollywood, going up against Mike Mitchell, one of the most trusting, sensitive people out there. And really somebody who Nick Weiger would put in his crosshairs and try to take down. But the episode was crazy. I thought I wanted to hear more about it. I wanted to hear more details about the texts, what was said when you guys were fighting in person, because I think that happened maybe. Yeah, I just wanted more. But what can I say? I'm sort of a sick fuck. Let me tell you this, two guys, congratulations on the 400th episode. That's huge. I'm so proud of you. That's crazy that it's been going that long. And hey, here's to 400 more. Here's to four more, at least. Let's get a month done and see where we're at. I also wanted to tell you guys, you know those Coke machines where you can mix and match flavors of Coke? Like you can do a diet cherry vanilla and you see them at the movie theaters a lot. Well, anyway, they're doing something like that for Heinz condiments. I think Heinz is making something like that. Look into it. It could be huge for the fast food restaurant industry. I'm just saying, take a look. Okay, guys, I'm going to get out of here. This is already way too long. Love you. So glad you patched things up. Can't wait to hear more episodes and can't wait to see you guys again in person.